Jim Free.
Not using profanity is very easy.
And Wanda Miles on 880 The Biz.
We are back, and we are back with Rebecca Carlson. She's the founder of Carlson Integrated up in Chicago. She helps some of the biggest real estate firms in the country with their content marketing. She helps us, and she is going to talk a little bit about what we're doing together. I got some questions I want to ask her about my stuff, and maybe you'll learn something with me. Why? Well, welcome back to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Now, let's just get right into it. Since we were on the last time, we've done a whole bunch of things. I handed you my marketing, which my close friend Sandy Abbott had put together. She's done a great job. She's built my list. She's built my contacts. She's built my business. And then we handed it off to you. And tell me some of the things that you've done to help me be more efficient and productive.
Okay. So what we did first was we went through your contact list and did a little bit of verification independently through a company that I use online called Bright Verify, just to see whose contact information needed to be updated. And then Jessica from my team, who may even be listening, by the way.
Hey, Jessica. Thank you.
So she did some research, and she was able to get updated contact information for the vast majority of that first group. So we started with people, and then we went with product. So the next thing we did was we went through your content. So we literally pulled up all of your existing eBlast content, and you have hundreds and hundreds of eBlasts that you have sent over the past, you know, so many years, and we were able to review those and get a good idea of what you had on hand and what we could do a little bit of modification to those.
Okay, and then you've done some other changes with the email. What nuanced little changes did you make, and what kind of impact did we see?
Well, I could say at one point you sent me a note saying, "Why is there so much blue on this?" And that's when I knew I had crossed the line.
Well, look, I will tell you that I got the most amazingly fabulous comments about the new stuff that you've promoted, that you created, all those new notices and stuff. So you've been doing some terrific stuff. So now talk about some of the new stuff that we've been doing and some of the additions that you've made, you know, where we brainstormed the messaging. We've got a new look and a new logo. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so you have some great existing messaging that we've been able to pull out and recycle, but probably the most important thing that we've been able to do just in the past month is to do a true announcement of Sandstone's position as one of the top 25 commercial real estate advisors in the market. Hurrah!
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you. I even forgot to say that. I'm gonna have to incorporate that into my stuff that I talk about here online.
Yeah.
On the radio show. So, like, I didn't even. Thank you. Hello.
So it's a monumental achievement, and it's been so well received by your colleagues and friends and your relationships. So you have a massive eBlast list, but that announcement that went out was the highest open statistic that you've had in at least the last year and a half.
Wow,
people want to hear good things about their friends and colleagues.
Well, we're going to start feeding them even more good information as we continue to develop new different eBlasts. And so let's now talk about a little bit about how you changed the eBlast. Even just this week, we made a modification, and they keep on, the thing just keeps evolving and getting better.
We continue to make little changes all the time. One of the most interesting things was a sales survey I filled out on Constant Contact that led into an email response that you received, which then led into a call where I was able to speak with the tech team there and to discover that the eBlast formats that we've been using weren't responsive. So they're harder to read on someone's phone. So one big, big change we've made in the past 2 weeks is to convert the Freedom Business eBlast to a responsive format and layout so people can literally scroll through their phone and easily access all of the information that's on there. Now so that's been an exciting and a good change.
That's tremendous. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the things we've seen. There's some blasts that aren't always open. I mean, sometimes people do a blast and people don't open them. Sometimes there's miscommunication. My gosh, there's got to be always miscommunication.
So, you know, I think that the blue situation was a little bit of miscommunication. That was a little bit of a surprise along the way. But I think that one of the benefits of, you know, the benefits of being able to do things remotely are so high and so great that even though the occasional negative things that could happen would be miscommunication, for instance, you had me do a couple of flyers, and I, for some reason, thought that it was front and back. And so I sent you a flyer without any of your contact information on it.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. But I wanted to have, I want to ask, let's see. So, oh yeah, she's listening and she still is. So high five, Jessica. We've got, you're listening and she just hit me on Facebook. So yeah, how do I look, Jessica? I'm glad you can hear. So listen, one of the new initiatives that I wanted to do is I wanted to start, creating a subscription list and increase my subscribers on YouTube. What do you think we can do that?
That is an awesome idea. Oh my gosh. Oh, we have so many good things we can do with that. So I think building your subscriber base is, and expanding it to other mediums is a great place to start. So you have an existing subscriber base on Constant Contact that may not even know that they can follow you on Facebook other than a little tiny, you know, icon at the bottom of the screen, and may not know that you have YouTube. So the first thing we get to do is start a little campaign. I'm writing notes.
You're so terrific. Well, hopefully Jessica's backing you up on some of this too. Jessica, I hope you're backing her up on some of this. So we're going to do some YouTube stuff. We'll come up with some great ideas on how to let my people on my e-blast know. But there's also lots of people on LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a real valuable tool. I don't really know how the interface of back and forth on LinkedIn really is or how good their video stuff is, but maybe we could, you know, I don't know. I've got the ability to broadcast on 3-4 different mediums in here now, so maybe we can broadcast live on all these different mediums. Oh, my gosh, I think my head's going to explode.
Whoa, this is awesome. So I think LinkedIn will have to include a link. So yeah, one of the challenges of LinkedIn is that you can't have attachments on there, and I haven't seen a strong live video presence there. But we can certainly have the links linking to your live feed.
Well, that sounds
it'll
like
be perfect.
That sounds like a great idea. And then, you know, we were also talking about my social media calendar, I guess is the way we would have to describe it. And let's talk about that for a minute. In fact, why don't we go to break a little bit earlier? That'll give you a chance to gather your thoughts a little bit, Becca. And then we'll come back with Wanda. Hold on. Jessica's saying something else, but I look great. Jim, she's listening at the office, and she's working real hard. Okay. All right. Well, here, let's go. Let's go. Jessica, I got to let you know I got to put the audio on Facebook off just for a minute when we play music because Facebook doesn't like that. And then we'll be right back with audio on Facebook. And, of course, we never stop the music on the radio show. Becca, gather your thoughts and blow my mind after the commercial.
Yeah.